It's Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9. The Rat's time to wrap up the news of the day with a little segment we like to call One More Thing.
One More Thing. Let's do it, Guts.
Now available as a podcast. So if you miss it or any of the days this past week, just check out WRT.com. They're all posted up there for your dining and dancing pleasure, as they say.
Okay.
All right, check this out. Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes.
Apparently, there is a rumor going around. How long do you think it took him to paint Mona Lisa's lips?
Her lips. Let's see here. Okay. Let me
Mona Lisa's lips.
Okay. 1 hour.
1 hour?
1 hour. It's a pair of lips. How hard is that? A horizontal pink line over here, a horizontal pink line there. Done. Davey Mack could get it done in about 35 seconds.
Dave, it's not a coloring book.
Oh.
This is the Mona Lisa's lips. Apparently, and there's rumors going around, that it took him 12 years to paint the lips of the Mona Lisa.
What the hell? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
12 years?
According to some sources, it took Leonardo da Vinci 12 years to complete the lips.
So, in other words, for a pair of lips, basically it took da Vinci 12 years to get to first base with the Mona Lisa, essentially is what you're telling me.
12 years. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
That's a lot of detail.
That is good.
Apparently, there's a museum in Paris, France, there that had verified it only took da Vinci 12 years. When I say only, I'm saying that lightly. It took so long because da Vinci wanted to capture an air of mystery in her smile.
Well, he did. I saw that da Vinci code. It was very mysterious. Then there was some albino monk running around. So it was very mysterious.
Crazy. Crazy.
Mona Lisa, 12 years of lips. That is a long time.
That's according to sources.
What did he go? Like a millimeter by a millimeter, for crying out loud? Dude. Be a little more efficient next time.
Wow. That is, like I said, a lot of detail. There you go. Wrapping up the news of the day with One More Thing. Check it out at WRT.com. Hit that podcast section if you missed it. 12 years to paint the Mona Lisa lips, according to some sources. And that wraps it up right here on The Wrap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.